This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and we're coming to you today. I'm with my brother, Jared.
Hello.
And myself, I'm Hannah Brim, and we're excited to be here again. It's an honor, and we're thankful, and we're thankful for every person who's listening, and we know that there's a reason to why we're listening. And if you're just joining with us for the first time, these will be archived on billybrim.org, billybrim.org, and you can go on the Jared, is it the media that it's on?
It's under archived messages, archived media. They'll find it under there.
And it's really easy, and you can, watch this week or any other week. They usually post them up, usually in a couple of days, and we should be up there the whole week. So yesterday, just kind of a recap of what we were talking about by the Spirit of God, just sharing about the house of prayer, and that when Jesus, Luke 19:46, and he was in the temple, and he was telling the people who were doing, selling, that this was the house of prayer. And we expounded about that we are now, as Jesus paid the price, that we are now as believers, those temples and houses of prayer.
And I'm telling you, it was the Lord that revealed that last yesterday, how the reason, you guys got to understand. Mimi was telling us, I don't take the credit for this, but the Jews, the reason why they bought in the first place in Jerusalem, because their sacrifices they had to make, they had to be perfect sacrifices. And they had to make long trips, so they couldn't bring a little sheepy with some bruises on them from walking in the road and the rocks hurting his legs, So they just bought the sheep or the doves or whatever their sacrifice was going to be, a nice clean one that wasn't damaged. They were going to buy it at the temple so they can make their sacrifice. So it was not a bad thing. What happened was they started doing the selling and the purchasing in the holy places of the temple, the closer places to the presence of God. And I am telling you, we are now the temple of God. You receive that by faith, that he is dwelling in us, not by feelings. However, he will manifest.
Amen.
But it's by faith and boldness through the blood. And let me tell you, just as Jesus came into that place and came into the temple of God, into the holy places, as you allow him and meditate on him and what he's doing, he will come into your life. He will come into the holy places of your heart. And he will push out those things.
Yes, he will.
He will push out those things that aren't to be there. And that's the kind of uncomfortable things in the flesh to us. It's like, oh, I'm not used to that. Don't watch. Maybe you're watching. It can be something as simple as you're watching a show you shouldn't be watching. It's like, don't watch this show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or something to be a bigger deal. Maybe there's medication that you're addicted to because of a hurt part. He's like, receive your healing. Yes. Get off that medication. Rely on me. To that, to bigger things. But I'm just saying little parts that not necessarily just ministry. And of course, in the ministry and just outward things, having you do things and yield to him. But he is pushing out those things of flesh.
Yes.
He is casting them out, just like he did the money changers.
That's
he's
good,
casting
Jared.
Them out.
That could be flesh,
That's
the
flesh.
That people selling.
And he's casting it out of your heart. And you know who's doing it? You know the Christ, Jesus, the vine. He's supplying all the nutrients from the Father being the vine dresser. He's supplying all the goodness. The vine, all the nutrients comes from him. What does it all do? It's all for one purpose. The vine is for one purpose. So all the goodness of it, all the liquids, whatever is need, goes into the branch and makes fruit.
Amen.
That's the one purpose of the vine.
Amen.
And that's what he's doing.
Expounding from that. That he's the one who does it, and resting in him. And something personal that I just want to share with you to believe that this will help you is spending time with him and allowing him to do that, and just waiting quietly in his presence, just sitting before him in his presence and waiting on him. And I was talking to the Lord about some things, and he was, he's a father, And he was speaking to me and he was telling me, just wait before me, and those things that need not be in your heart and your soul, that it was almost like a surgery, as just waiting before him in his presence, that he was just getting about
removing any desire or wants that weren't of him and putting it in. Now, the reason how it works is Hannah waited before the Father, not even necessarily before him, but you waited in him.
Right.
It's waiting in him. And those things, you know, God does not drive, the devil drives. And actually in Israel, the Hebrew, well, first of all, the Palestinians, when they herd their sheep and goats, they drive them from the back with the whip or push them. In Hebrews, they lead. They are an example of the shepherd, and the little sheep follow them. They just follow the shepherd. And that's the thing, the Father, he will lead you. He will never drive you. And what waiting before him does is you give him that time. You give him your will and say, Father, what you have, your day is my day, whatever you want. And he'll change those things and do those things. That's how he works through you. It's not like that God's going to force you to do things. You have to allow him. That's your work. Right. Your one work is to labor into his rest and allow him and just sit before him and just see him working in you. But you, especially giving him your time, your thoughts in the morning, evening, whatever, it starts out on your part, you allowing it. He's such a gentleman. He won't move past our will.
Yes, he is.
So I just wanted to expound off that.
The power of your will.
The power of your will.
Powerful. But from yesterday, and this was the Holy Ghost, and I know there was revelation from that I saw, and I just wanted to talk about it for those of us who weren't here, and just to, I believe, to reemphasize it, was when Jesus was on the cross, and he said in Luke 23 and verse 34, and Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And his prayer, you know, sometimes as prayer, you think, oh, I have to pray in tongues for 3 hours. Yes, sometimes there are, a lot of times there's unction to do that. And you're praying and it's just a river gushing. But, you know, we were talking about as a temple that you are a house of prayer, that you're always abiding in him.
Right.
And that sometimes prayer can be just as what Jesus had said, Father, forgive them. He was interceding on their behalf. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That was prayer. He was stepping in for the behalf of those that were mocking him and doing that to him. And that's so supernatural, only by revelation to understand. That's amazing, beyond our minds, to grasp that he had spoken, Father, forgive them. You know, Smith Wigglesworth, he said, I don't go more than 15 minutes without praying. And you might think, or I don't pray for more than 15 minutes. And then he said, but I don't go more than 15 minutes without praying. And he was constantly in that time. And prayer just as simple as, Father, they don't understand your love. Help them to get that. You know, if you see someone talking about somebody or doing something that they shouldn't, Father, you know, you see that and you step in as a high priest and a representative and say, Father, they don't understand that. And I thank you, Lord, that their eyes are open, and I thank you that they do know. And that's a prayer to him, and lifting that up continually to God and walking in it.
And that's coming from a place of not pride, saying, I know more, they know more, let them know what I know. No. Let me tell you one thing. This is coming from a place of abide. This is coming a place from being in the Father. And you want me to tell you something about the Father? He's passionate and he's love. He is love. He is love. The Father is love. And as an example that Jesus says, abide in me as I in the Father. As an example where he says, I'm the vine, you are the branch, the Father is the vine dresser. That example right there shows you that you can, something that you can look at naturally as a spiritual law or a spiritual representation. And that is, we are a branch. And let me tell you something, the most fruitful, the biggest fruit on a branch in the vine is the lowest to the ground. It is the most heavy burden. It was the most humble because they know how their fruit got there.
Expound on the humbleness. I mean, we are righteousness of God, but expound what you mean by that. Lowest branch. It doesn't mean I'm a worm.
No, no, no. Weak. You know that the working, any fruit that comes from you, from just the thing of patience, kindness, love, long-suffering, temperance, love, or fruit of gifts in the Spirit, when you operate in the Spirit, you will know it all comes from one source, through Jesus Christ, the vine dresser. You know that it comes from the vine dresser, nothing else. And so how could you be haughty and looking at, right. Could you imagine a little grape, a big grape on a vine thinking, look what I did. Look at how big of a grape I got. Or a branch. Could you imagine a branch saying, look at these grapes I grew. Hello, he's in the vine. And it's most important. All the glory goes to the vine dresser. The more revelation of that, the bigger the fruit you'll have, the more fruit you'll have, and the more glory you'll give to the Father. But there will be a humility that you'll have of knowing that you're in Christ. It is by Christ only, it is by the Father. You know that position. That's a wisdom that you receive, having revelation of that position, which less of you, more of him, less of your flesh, more of him and his fruit in you. And you know that those that you see that walk in that fruit, those that truly have that and walk in the fruits of the Spirit and they walk in love, you also know that their revelation of it is kind of covered at the same time with a humility. They have a humility that they right. walk in.
Yeah.
Not a humility where they look at themselves and say, I'm unworthy. I'm not worthy of this. That's actually pride.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because you're looking at yourself.
Yeah.
But the more wisdom you have at seeing Jesus in the Word and the Scripture and actually finding yourself in Him, the more you see that, the more humble you'll be to let the Father do it.
Amen.
And never take, you know what, I thank you, Father, for letting people see you use me, but it all goes to Him. But thank you for acknowledging it and seeing it in me, but it all goes to the Father.
Amen. Praise God. That's good. It's all to Him and His glory. And this time has gone by so fast. And we are so thankful and honored and all the glory to God. And we're thankful again to have you listen here to us. And again, if you want to listen or you are able to listen, this will be archived on billybrim.org. That's Billy Brim, BILLYEBRIM. And you can call us and reach us at the ministry at 417-336-4877. We have a book and tapes number, which is 1-800-972-3447. And Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. If you want to reach us, and we're thankful and we're honored to be here. And thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast.